the case number 86. Yumen's kitchen pantry and main gate. That is the title. Case Yumen imparted some words saying, "Everyone has a light. When you look at it, you don't see it, and it's dark and dim. What is everybody's light?" He himself answered on their behalf, "The kitchen pantry and the main gate." He also said, "A good thing isn't as good as nothing." Yumen imparted some words saying, "Everyone has a light. When you look at it, you don't see it, and it's dark and dim. What is everybody's light?" He himself answered on their behalf, "The kitchen pantry and the main gate." He also said, "A good thing isn't as good as nothing." This is the main story. Yumen mentioned everyone has a light. But when you look at it, you don't see it, and it's dark and dim. So everyone has a light, which means everyone has great capacity beyond human judgment, human evaluation. Your capacity is like a well, water, spring water coming from the ground constantly. But a human knowledge, not human knowledge, excuse me, our usual pattern of understanding human life, human world, is very limited. Always we judge, evaluate by a sense of human value, which we have accumulated for a long time. We don't. It is part of the life. But if you see the human beings, human world, in terms of a sense of value and a sense of evaluation, which we have accumulated, you don't see exactly clear, total picture of human life. And also, it's very difficult to establish peaceful world, peaceful life there. So, I think we should accept ourselves who has great, great capacity. In other words, as best as we can, we try to betray great capacity beyond whether you understand it or not. First of all, we should be straightforward toward that. But if you have, even slightly, your egoistic sense comes out, you don't accept this one. Very natural, you shut yourself off, which means you are skeptical, you are critical toward this one, so you don't accept. Even though intellectually, okay, I understand what you say, but your body doesn't accept. So, in many ways, intellectually, and also through the everyday life, we try to be straightforward toward that and to accept. We should be straightforward to you. How sublime, how great your capacity is. So, in many ways, through the everyday life, we try to betray this great capacity. That is our Buddhist practice every day. Okay? So, that is a light capacity, the great capacity. I use the great capacity, which means light. Everyone has. Okay? But a great capacity is not concept of human personality. Okay? Great capacity is acting itself, okay? Working, functioning itself every day. So in every aspect of human life, that great capacity must be betrayed or they must give play to it.
Okay. Huh? Betray means to...
Display. Yes. Thanks. Is that okay? So great capacity is the acting or motion in dynamism which manifests itself in every aspect of your life, everyday life. This is great capacity, called light. We say light. So that functioning and also motion in dynamism is never conceptualized. If you conceptualize it, you don't understand it. In other words, you can hang around the center, around the core, but you never touch the core itself. So core of the human life is something dynamic. You never be conceptualize it. That is the core of your life, core of your capacity, core of your personality, anyway. So Buddhas and ancestors tried to mention about this one. Because the self or self is not something limited by your understanding, by the science, the physics, and etc., or even a religion. No. Self, your body, your life is something more than you have understood. I think if you look at your life, I think you always see yourself how selfish we are, how deluded we are. So that's why we don't accept the great capacity, which is constantly functioning or working with all living beings, not in a small territory called individual. But selfishness, egoistic, is part of your life, of course, because it is something real, what you can see every day. But the point is you shouldn't, is that you shouldn't judge yourself called selfish or egoistic only. The self itself is something more than you have understood, called selfish or not selfish, something more than that. So usually Buddhas and ancestors are always mentioning, if you get angry, please, even the pretending, please calm your mind. So if I say so, you say pretending becoming calm is not realistic, you know. So very naturally, you are objective, not you are critical toward that. But why we have to do this, to calm your mind, to calm yourself and see whole situation as it truly is. Even though you are pretending, please try to calm down. Because you are something more than you have understood. So that's why you have to calm down. So that's why Buddha constantly mentions, okay? Constantly mentions how sublime you are, how great your capacity is. So that's why Umang mentions here, everyone has a light. But when you look at it, you don't see it, and it's dark and dim because it is nothing but the motion or functioning in dynamism. So you never pick up anything, just like a spinning top. Many colors on the top. But if top is spinning, all color become one. That is great capacity. So, but color, all different colors, not a mixed up, because each color still exists on the top. But only when the top is spinning, then all color become one, unified. So this is a capacity, your capacity. Capacity is constantly spinning, always spinning. So your great, if your great capacity is conceptualized, you never, that capacity doesn't work every day. So real great capacity is constantly functioning. So then, at that time, all different colors become one on the top, on your life, in your life, naturally. But it doesn't mean all colors, all different aspects of human life mixed up, I don't think. Each individual exists as it is, but individual doesn't disturb others. Okay? But they don't disturb others, but they become one. Where? That is in the realm of functioning or acting in dynamism. This is your great capacity. That's why always people say, positively you should take care of your life, whatever kind of situation you may be. Why people say so? Because even though we don't experience it, people always encourage you like this. So day to day, we have to stand up straight and work, take care of every day.
particularly under the different circumstances, it is difficult for us to take care of every day as it is. But we have to live. So, because we are already great beyond human speculations, that is light. Self is really light. That light is function, dynamic functioning of the self. At that time, the self manifests itself as whole universe. All different colors come together, one. That's why if you continue to live with sincerity, very naturally you can taste the depth of human life. So it's very difficult to understand it, what it is. So when you look at it, you don't see it, and it's dark and dim. What is everybody's light? And then you men said, you men answered on their behalf, the kitchen pantry and the main gate. He also said, a good thing isn't as good as nothing. So, the great capacity is, what is the great capacity? According to you men's answer, great capacity is your nose, your ears, your hands, your bodies, your everyday life, your house, your job. What this is the light. On the other hand, he says, a good thing isn't as good as nothing. And then at that time, according to the first answer, if light is manifested in every aspect of your life, nose, mouth, ears, hands, everyday routine, if so, we are easily stuck in everyday life. And then naturally you have a question, why we have to practice? If everyday life is great light, it's not necessary to practice hard with a pain. Why we have to do zazen with pain? Something like that. This kind of question come up. That question, the moment when you make a question like this, it means you are stuck in by the concept of great capacity, limited by your consciousness. So that's why next, you men said, a good thing isn't as good as nothing, even though it is a good. If you are stuck in the good, it's not good. So, because if you are stuck in the good, very naturally you are caught by the good. So finally you are choked by good. You cannot move an inch. So good becomes turned into human problem. Because constantly every day is changing. Good idea of good is constantly changing. So many people have different idea of good. So finally you don't know. If you're caught by the idea of good, what you have experienced, it's become a problem for you. So I think even though it is good, I think a good thing isn't as good as nothing. So very naturally, if you experience good, but let it go. My experience is never disappear. If you experience somewhere it's penetrated your life. So very naturally, it stays with your life. It's not necessary to be to attach to constantly. So if you do something good, let it go. That is, so the first answer is affirmative answers. Everyday life, you can manifest, your light can manifest itself in everyday life. But on the other end, don't be stuck by it. So, you must be always nothing, zero. You have to be zero. But if you become zero, and then you are stuck by the zero, and then already zero no longer becomes zero. So constantly we have to return to the zero. Next, you have to return to the zero. Constant. This is a practice. If you practice this, your life becomes functioning constantly. So functioning, let you be zero. Functioning, let many colors become zero. One. So this is a very important practice for us. Okay. Here is the commentary. Here is an interesting commentary here. As soon as they hear you mention light, people these days immediately put the glare in their eyes and say, where is the kitchen pantry? Where is the main gate? But this has nothing to do with it. Well, we always said, everyday life is a Buddha nature. We are Buddhas. So where's the Buddhas? You know, we always asking. Zazen makes you calm. Where's the Zazen? Okay. And then when you experience calm mind through Zazen, immediately, where's the calm mind? Always you're looking for something out of the self. So very naturally, constantly we're asking constantly like this. But the commentary says, but this has nothing to do with the great capacity. Great capacity means light. Your original nature of your life, so called great capacity. Great capacity is constantly working. Okay, working. Thus it is said, perceive the meaning on the hook. Perceive the meaning on the hook means, what is a hook? If I say something, there is some hook. You are hooked by what you are hooked. Do you understand? If I say, if you practice with wholeheartedness, you become zero. And then immediately, where's zero? Okay. So, word itself becomes hook. And also your consciousness become hook. Your body, your whole understanding become hook. And then you are hooked by words and understanding and object. Then finally you mixed up. You don't know. If you don't know, you try to find what the hook is. So constantly you ask, what is a zero? Where is a zero? Who I am? If I become zero, who I am? Who proves zero? Or something like that. Always constantly asking. So that is really very subtle hook there. Okay? We don't notice clearly. So that's why he says, perceive the meaning on the hook. Don't abide by the zero point of the scale. We always at the measure, okay? We all measure I do something, I do something good, and then you can measure always. That is, this matter is not in the eye or in the environment. This matter is not in the eye or in the environment. So, I think real environment, real eye is must see something more than you have understood, you have seen. Okay. To begin to understand, you must cut off knowing and seeing, forget gain and loss, and become purified, naked, and perfectly at ease. Each and everyone must investigate on his own. So to begin to understand, if you want to begin to understand the life as a whole, you must cut off knowing and seeing. This is hard practice, but I think we try train. Cut off the knowing. For instance, if you know something, you attach to the what you have known. Okay. It's pretty easy. That's why you have to let it go. If you see, you attach to what you have seen, because it is valuable individual experience. No one imitate same things as you did. So that's why we attach to it. If you work hard and establish your life beautifully, very naturally, you attach to your lifestyle. If you attach to your lifestyle, how wonderful you are, then no one imitates you. At that time, you become very critical toward others. So, if you do something, if you build up your life beautifully, I think you should accept it, you should experience it, you should accept it, and you should keep your mouth shut. That is, next says, forget gain and loss. So very naturally, you must cut off knowing and seeing, forget gain and loss, and become purified. You should forget becoming purified or naked or perfectly at ease. Each and everyone must investigate on his own. Okay? Constantly we have to do it. Then great capacity manifests itself naturally. So, Shikantaza is very typical simple practice if you sit down with a wholeheartedness. Okay? Then nothing to think of it. Or nothing to give, nothing to get any merit, because you have to spinning constantly right now. Okay? There is no space to poke your head into it and what kind of merit I can get or how wonderful you are, nothing. So all you have to do is to be functioning right now, right here. So you have to forget gain and loss. And also you have to forget knowing and seeing. And then naturally your zazen becomes spinning, constantly spinning. But even slightly, if you're stuck there, top stops. Then if the top stops, your consciousness get into pleasure and stir up the water. So, that's why he says like that, and you men said, you come and go by daylight, you distinguish people by daylight. Suddenly it's midnight and there is no sun, moon, and lamplight. You know, daytime is very clear, very clear. Affirmative aspect to human life. Tables is what? Table is table, made by wood. That is your understanding. That is a human understanding. If you see the water, we say it's water. But that is a human understanding, but as a whole, in terms of universal perspective, water is not water. Water is paradise for the fish. Water is pus for hungry ghost. So I think the if you say table is something more than you have understood. So that is what Buddhism says, table is something as it truly is. Or we say thusness, you know, thusness. Table is what? Thusness. Because we cannot evaluate this table. Even though you say this table is table, it's not table. If you break it and put it in a fireplace, it's not table, you know. It's wood. If you sit down on the table, it's not table, it's chair. If you kick this table, it's not chair, table, it's ball. So very naturally, it's changing constantly. That you cannot say anything, finally. What is it? Whatever you said, it doesn't hit the mark. So finally, I think we have to see this table as something more than you have understood, you have seen, you have experienced before. Anyway, straightforwardly, we should accept this one. How? Anyway, let's communicate with this table in the realm of functioning, acting, in dynamism between table and I. What do you mean? Take best care. Instead of throwing an etc. Take best care of the table. With your consciousness, with your body, with your word. And that time, that is called to perceive the table as it truly is. Something beyond your understanding. So, very naturally, it is not something plus, it's not the understanding process. It is practice process. Okay, it is a process of the practice constantly. So you may, that's why you men said you come and go by daylight. This is a table. It's very clear. Okay, no one ignore. No one ignore. That's why what is a light? You men says the kitchen pantry main gate, or whatever you say table floors. This is a light. Okay. So that is very clear. That means you come and go by daylight. We can go and we can come. We can communicate with table like this at daytime, where there is no mystical stuff. Okay. Everything very clear. So that's why he says, you come and go by daylight, you distinguish people by daylight. If you want to distinguish people, you should distinguish people and objects by daylight. Daylight means in the big world, Buddhist world, you should, okay? Universal perspective, you should distinguish the people and understand it. At that time, your distinction of the people, understanding of the people, becomes functioning. Functioning. Not frozen. Okay? so. That's why he says, you distinguish people by daylight, suddenly it's midnight and there is no sun, moon or lamp light. Okay, that is a little bit contradictory. You don't, Zen Buddhism try to explain total picture, structure of the total picture of your life connected with all beings. Okay, that is Buddhist ecology. Buddhist ecology, not as a study of the Buddhist ecology. Buddhism try to understand ecology in function, in acting. This is a Buddhist ecology. So that's why a little difficult, very difficult for us to understand it. That's why day to day we have to practice. We need a lot of encouragement from the teacher, from the people, in many ways. Otherwise, you cannot carry it on day to day. Because we are always enjoy ourselves being conceptualized. Always. And playing in the world of conceptualization. That is a lot of fun. So, suddenly it's midnight and there is no sun, moon, and or lamplight. If you understand it, in the universal perspective, you should distinguish people, you should understand the people, different races, different cultural background in the universal perspective. But actually, if you don't know what is the understanding of a different cultural background in the universal perspective, the moment when you understand it in that way, because you can see little flashing light, so-called prejudice. Okay. Don't you think so? I am always see the prejudice like a flashing light, you know. Because I am a person who convey and Buddha's teaching based on the peace and the equality. That's why I always tell myself, don't distinguish in the realm of my prejudice and my understanding always, okay? So that is my practice constantly since I came to United States, you know. For 25 years, I tried to, still I am practicing, you know. But the moment I confess it before you, if I see you immediately, I can see the flashing light. Oh, you are Megan. Do you understand what I mean? I confess. So I can't wipe it out exactly. But if this is a flashing light always, oh, you are Megan. You don't understand Buddhism. That kind of things, criticism coming up. Okay? Do you understand? Even though you say, Karagi, you are teacher, thank you. I don't believe you. Still, you say, oh, you're Karagiri and you're a great teacher. Still, oh, you're Japanese. Don't you see? And then you say, I don't like it. So, that's why I think if you understand if I understand you as a human beyond different cultural background, okay, that is not a concept, that is not a matter of discussion. All I have to do is constantly to accept you as a human beyond cultural, different cultural background day to day, even though I see the flashing light always. Right in the middle of flashing light, I have to go beyond and see, deal with people as a human. Okay? Do you understand? This is our practice. Otherwise, how can you be on? How can you understand the people in equality? But we are always stuck in the conceptualization. That's why immediately you criticize critical. You become critical towards different cultural background or forms or lifestyle, individual lifestyle immediately. Okay? So that's why what you have understood, what you have seen is no longer that something true you have to depend on. So something true is something you have to do constantly, okay? With big mind. Okay? Big mind. Seeing, don't be afraid of flashing light, okay? Because you are a human being. If you try to wipe out that consciousness by what you can see the flashing light, you never be human being, because you wipe out the consciousness. Without consciousness, you cannot be human. So as long as you have a consciousness, constantly you can see this flashing light. The more you attain enlightenment deeply, the more you can see this flashing light very subtly. Very subtly. Not roughly. Do you understand? Subtly. If you see this flashing light subtly, it's very difficult to get out from this. On the other hand, you have to suffer a lot, because constantly I can see myself in that realm of flashing light. That's why the bodhisattva suffer. That's why bodhisattva understand the human beings very much deeply, and bodhisattva can walk side by side with all sentient beings. So that's why he says, you come and go by daylight, and you distinguish people by daylight. Suddenly it is midnight, and there is no sun, no moon, no... Then you should open your heart and accept it and communicate with warmness and compassion and work hard. Work hard. Every day work hard. That's it. At that time, great capacity manifest itself naturally. In other words, by great capacity, manifestation of great capacity, you can see how deeply your personality is cultivated. If it's some place you've been to, then of course it is possible. In a place you have never been, can you even manage to get hold of something? If it is some place you have been to, okay, then of course it is possible. In other words, if you have been in the realm of Zazen, even slightly, okay, then of course it is possible. You accept it. Okay. In a place you have never been, can you even manage to get hold of something? Can't you accept a place which you have never been? But you have to accept it, because that place which you have never been is also your life, which you will get there. So I think you should accept two places. You should accept the place which you have been and a place which you have never been. If you always accept place which you have never been, brings you to make your mind open, magnanimous, straightforward. So that's why in Sandokai, we merging of difference and unity. I think it mentions right within light there is darkness, but don't see it as darkness. Right with darkness there is light, but don't meet it as light. Okay. So if you see darkness, don't deal with the darkness. If you see the darkness, you should just deal with the darkness without expecting any reward. Okay? But this is pretty good for us. But still you have to do something, means something more than that. Because if I said, just be kind to the others without expecting anything, and then you do it. And then constantly you say, just be kind without expecting, you know. But always thought coming up, okay, be kind without expecting any reward. That thought is always coming up, don't you think so? But finally, be kind, just be kind means even this thought of becoming just kind without expecting anything is also never manifested, never appear. Finally, just do it. Finally, keep your mouth shut completely, and then do it. You are very afraid to do this, but if you really want to be adept of mountain climbers, football players, and whatever, and pianists, and the painters, whatever, I think you have to go through this. Otherwise, you cannot become master or adept. Or if, even though you cannot be the master of a chess player, even though you become a master of the housewife, anyway, well, you want to make your life deep. If you want to make your life deep, you have to go through this practice. So, right within light there is darkness, but don't see it. Within the light there is darkness. So darkness and light, okay, always there. But if you see light, don't see it as light. Means just deal with the light as it truly is. Even the thought, you should be go beyond even thought. Okay. So that is no thought, we say, no thought. That is Sandokai, merging of difference and unity, mentions. Right within light there is darkness, but don't see it as darkness. Right within darkness there is light, but don't meet it as light. If you cut off light and darkness, tell me what is it? Thus it is said, the mind flower emits light, shining on all the lands in the 10 directions. Mind flower means spiritual flowers emit light. What you have never been there. Spiritual life is a kind of a place and a world and what you have never been. But you are always talking about this, but you have never experienced as a whole. So spiritual life is pretty mysterious for you. But spiritual life is very clear not mysterious. So that is mind flower blooming, constant mind flower emits light shining on all the land in the 10 directions. This mind flower really shining all over the world. That is great capacity you have. Pan Shan said, light isn't shining on object, nor do the object exist. So very naturally, if you just be kind, totally just be kind, okay? Even the, you have to go beyond even the thought, being just kind, completely be kind, okay? At that time, no object. If you see the object, even slightly, you have to say, just be kind. But if you don't see object, very naturally, you just do it. Just like a football player and a football ball, okay? Ball, office sticking and working together. So, light and objects both forgotten, then what is this? Also, it was said, the very this very seeing and hearing is not seeing and hearing. So, this very seeing and hearing is not seeing and hearing, both working together. If you really acting, if you really acting in the realm of something, you cannot say you are acting. You cannot say you are not acting. Okay? So real acting is completely beyond acting or not acting. So always there. But consciousness is very picky. So very naturally, consciousness always poke its own head into this total functioning. Okay? That's why we can see flashing light, you know, always. But there is no other sound and form that can be offered to you. Here, if you can understand that there is nothing at all, you are free to separate or not essence and actions. So essence and action means whole universe, total picture of your life. And action means day-to-day is your life acting. Whole universe and also day-to-day's life become one. But it's pretty hard to see. That's why we have to train ourselves like this. Just understand the human's final statement thoroughly, then you can go back to the former one to roam at play. But ultimately, you do not make a living there. The ancient Vimalakirti said, all things are established on a non-abiding basis. So non-abiding basis means full function. There is no space, no opportunity to conceptualize anything. Okay? Constantly you have to function, you have to make your life alive. That means all things are established. At that time, there is a space, there is a time where you can establish your life. Okay. So that's why all things are established on a non-abiding basis. Non-abiding basis is not pessimistic. It is a fully alive, aliveness. Okay. You mustn't go here to play with lights and shadow and give play to your spirit. There is nothing to play with, anything. So you mustn't go here to play with lights and shadow. Even though you can see flashing light, red, yellow, and egoistic, and discriminations and different cultural backgrounds, whatever you see. Anyway, you mustn't go play with anything. All you have to do is keep going, keep going. And also, through this, very naturally, you can feel something broad. Mangnan must speak word where we, our heart, communicate each other. At that time, we are easy to play with spirit. That makes you ghost. Ghost? Your life up in there. So you shouldn't play with it. Even though you can see warm communication through this, but still you have to keep going. Your foot must be rooted and keep going. That is Buddhist spirit, okay? Don't stay with anything. You have to concentrate deeply. Go ahead, keep going. That makes your life deep, deepen, concentrate. Okay? That is mentioned here, okay? So, all things I establish on a non-abiding basis, you mustn't go here to play with lights and shadow and give play to your spirit, nor will it do to make up an understanding in terms of nothingness. So if you attain enlightenment, if you feel really spiritual, broad, universal world, we really easily stuck. But you cannot do it. If you do that, very naturally, no one accepts you. Very naturally, you are separate. An ancient said, better you should give rise to a view of existence as big as Mount Smeru than that you produce a view of nothingness as small as a mustard seed. Okay, mustard, small as mustard. If you understand the nothingness, okay, and that nothingness means great spiritual encouragement, which makes you keep going, always. Okay, and then you really attach to it. That attachment is just a little, just like a mustard seed, very tiny. That tiny seed is very dangerous. You'll never be free from your life. So you have to be free from that. That is great encouragement to make you keep going, constantly keep going. So, if you have a big ideas, so-called universal perspective, you have understand your heart is big, and understanding human beings accept and establish peaceful world, that's fine. Okay? But on the other end, if you attach to something wonderful, full aliveness in your life, then you attach to it. That time, that attachment is really tiny. Smaller than Mount Meru, okay? Himalaya mountains. So you are understanding it like a Himalaya mountain, but attachment, subtle attachment is there, but it is small, very small. But you have to take care of this very carefully. So that's why always in the human world, always creating problems, okay? Because people don't notice it. So finally, what is a peaceful way of life? Even though you attain enlightenment, or even though you don't attain enlightenment, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You have to keep going. What do you mean, keep going? Don't judge you. Don't judge others. Don't be critical toward others. Don't be critical to anything. you what is the peace, how to build a peaceful life. Finally, nothing to say. Just keep going with your mouth shut. That's all we can do. That is pre-universal. Pre-universal. So that's why it says, and the people of the lesser two vehicles often fall one-sidedly into this view. Okay. So, that means always we try to see the spiritual goal. Okay, so-called nirvana. By practicing, you know, obeying the Buddha's teaching, etc., and living in the heart of the mountains, then finally you can reach nirvana. That is a goal. But if you attach to that goal, you think goal is never be goal, because you cannot move an inch in the realm of goal. So real goal is something you have to be free from goal, then you can reach the real goal. Real goal is a place where make your life alive constantly. This is a goal. And also this is a universal. But still you have consciousness, you have a big head. That's why we have to talk about this one. If I talk, you are stuck by word. And then you are really expecting explanation of Buddha's teaching a human life, how to live intellectually, theoretically, and then little by little, this is a Buddhist and Buddhology, okay? And then you are stuck there. Then finally, everyday life is what? Where is your everyday, peaceful everyday life is? You say, in the Buddhist scriptures. Buddhist scripture mentioned here. Mentioned peaceful life. Not you. But peaceful life is where? You must be peaceful anyway. So, constantly we have to practice. Okay? We have to practice that. Okay.